Hey, my name is Spidey, and welcome to Cinematrix, the podcast dedicated to movie reviews and bitching about movies. Not with me, as always, is drummer extraordinaire Jigsaw, because he's off, I don't know, like, looking through a dumpster somewhere in, I think, Massachusetts or some shit. And our substitutes are not here, because I think Fred's house got, like, struck by lightning, so he's, like, busy, I don't know, living on a box. And Silverado proves to be useless as always. But with me is the drunken mad science experiment, Adam J.
What's up, motherfuckers?
We're doing good, cracker. We're doing good. And today, in this very Cinematrix light episode, we shall be covering the Scary Movie franchise. We were supposed to do our punishments that Silverado gave us, but it's been delayed for like the 30th time. And I think we went off the air for like 2 weeks because my computer crashed. I'm sorry. And it's actually not even fully repaired, so next week we might skip it, although I'll try not to. But for now, we're back live and there'll be a recorded episode. So, want to touch upon anything before we get into the email, sir?
Yeah, sure. Let's get into this.
All right. What's on your mind? Sit on my couch. Tell me about your mother.
Well, where do I begin? I guess for as long as I can remember, I always wanted to make people laugh.
But have you ever dreamed of your mother being nude? They say that you have sexual fantasies of your mother.
I can't explain it, but when she speaks to me, I feel arousal.
We call this Silverado syndrome.
Here. I do not want this Silverado syndrome.
Well, too bad. You're going to become incompetent and fat. Take these. There goes your future. All right, so news around the net is that this resident douche named Film Extra, who is a British version of Peter Rollis' movie Buzz, has been outed as a plagiarist. I knew through Fury of the Film Fan, a very good channel, breaking the news, and several friends, and apparently you have too. Now, it seems like you want to tear somebody a new ass, like you need to vent. So, are you Mark? Get set, Mortal Kombat!
Okay, you motherfucker from Film Extra, I should just kill you now, okay? You got so many of us who actually spend time, okay, our hard time that we could be out, getting laid, watching, doing something, but no, we're out actually watching the movies and fucking just reviewing them for YouTube or Blip or whatever the fuck you put your damn things on, okay? You have the balls to honestly just plagiarize somebody else's work word for word, and then you have the balls again to deny it. Dude, fucking Fury of the Film Fan caught you red-handed, you son of a bitch, okay? He fucking highlighted this other guy's review word for word. What you said, okay? It was the Hurt Locker review, and there was another one, okay? But I can't remember the name of it. But there was apparently all your reviews have been plagiarized because you are a talentless bastard. My God, okay? Film Extra, here's my deal. I suggest the Rob Zombie treatment for you, okay? You just need to die, okay? Nobody should save you, and I should be there with a fucking Dungeon Keeper's mask on. I'm gonna pull the switch back and forth until you die, you son of a bitch. Okay, you just need to die. All right, you are a loser. For the love of God, if you lose all your subscribers, I am just going to laugh. Okay, oh my God, I can't even fathom what a dumbass you are. So, yeah, that's my rant. Joel, you got anything?
It's amazing too, because at first I thought it was only two videos until like Fury like found out that he could at least track it all the way back to District 9. Like, when it came out in August, that's 9 months worth of plagiarizing.
Plagiarizing. Yeah, that was the movie I was thinking of, District 9. Yeah,
that he tracked it all the way from there. That's 9 months. Almost a complete year that he was plagiarizing people's shit. I mean, you know, to take from somebody stuff who you're inspired from is, like, one thing. You know, I can't say that I haven't done it too, like, fuck, you know.
I've had some complaints that, like, I curse too much in my reviews, and understandably, like, I've tried to tone it down, but you know what, if I'm freaking cursing the review, at least you know it's my own material.
Don't listen to any pussies who tell you to do that. I do not want to see your review.
I'd rather curse constantly than freaking rip off someone else's hard work.
Yeah, but it's like, I mean, and I've also seen, like, the Twitter post that he was trying to make where, like, after he denied it, I don't know if it's still up anymore, but, like, there was one where he, like, sincerely apologized, but he didn't say what he was sincerely apologizing for. I guess he was writing it in the manner where the people who knew what he was talking about, right? And then, like, one part of it comes off as, you know, he was just, you know, inspired. I'm like, Boof, get the fuck out of here. Inspired is what my movie reviews are to Mr. Black. Inspired is what fucking Adam, what Epic Film Fail is to Nostalgia Critic. That shit is inspired. That shit is homage paying. That's not what he's doing, is not that. Because at no point, I don't think, because listen, we've had comparisons before, but at no point ever do I think that in the history of this website, and even in the fucking future, can anybody go to any episode of Epic Film Fail or any Film Master review and pull up another one for Nostalgia Critic and literally hear shit side by side. You can't do the same shit with Mr. Black's reviews and my movie reviews, although you'll see highlights where we're inspired, but you'll never see the actual thing read word for fucking word, which is wild. And I'm surprised that, like, what was it, JoeBlow.com and something else that he stole from didn't, like, sue their ass, because they don't even need a lawyer.
JoeBlow.com, okay, I've been reading his reviews since I was in freaking high school, all right? So, yeah, like, I didn't even know about this film extra guy until freaking Fury the Film Fan talked about, okay? And I was like, you fucking putt knocker. I went back and did all his reviews, and I even checked out, like, what he was saying, and it was all fucking true. He plagiarized every single fucking review he did for a year. It's pathetic. All right, people like that, it's a kick in the balls to anyone who's ever done a review, to anyone who does movie reviewing. It is a kick in the balls to all of us.
And the worst thing is that he gets paid for it. So it's like,
what?
He gets paid for it. Like, so far, how? Because he, all right, he's a journalist, right, for two websites, one in the U.S., for the stuff he does with his Film Extra, and the other one in the UK, and then he's a YouTube partner, right? So he gets paid by YouTube, so he has three sources of income. The UK business, once they saw this, they dropped him, because this shit's illegal, right? Just, even if he isn't making money, it's still illegal. Which makes it, you know, twice as bad, the fact that he's getting paid. I don't know what's happening with the other job, right? And YouTube still keeps him as a partner. I mean, what the fuck? Seriously? Like, I know that they do some underhanded shit, like, you know, putting Fred in the top of the, not our Fred, the, you know, hey, I'm a douchebag, Fred, in front of the front page of the site, like, for 2 months, and then they're like, haha, well, he's popular by natural talent. No, he isn't. You can put a blank account in the front of the page, and they'll get, like, a million subscribers in 2 months. Shit. But anyway, that's underhanded. But this shit is wild. They are literally not only paying, but promoting somebody to steal somebody else's shit. It's like they're asking you to just, like, fuck over other people and break the law. And they're paying him to do this.
Exactly. And it's ridiculous. Yeah.
Well, all we could hope is that, like, I mean, you could hope that he gets suspended, but I really doubt it, because you're dealing with YouTube. I don't know about the other company. He's removed all, like, his videos so far. So it's like,
really?
I was trying to look for the ones that Fury highlighted. I was trying to look for I was looking for the Avatar one, District 9. I was looking for Hurt Locker and two other movies. I think it was Up, and I forgot what the other movie that I was looking for, right? Because so-called, you know, he plagiarized those two, right? And they're all gone. If you go to his shit, I think you'll be lucky if you could only find the Film Extra stuff. But his movie reviews, he deleted them.
Wow.
What a pole smoker. Oh, well. Now to the questions. Well, since we're making fun of stupid stuff, let's read Agent Hero's questions.
What? Don't make fun of my fans.
When he eats you alive, we'll see. I saw this. I'm seeing this thing called Fear Itself, right? And there's this episode called The Wit of Dago or whatever, where it's like a this guy gets possessed by, like, this Indian ghost, right? And he wants to eat people. And at one point, he has the wife kill her lover and then feed it to him. And I didn't even see the character. All I saw was, like, Agent Heroes and then you being cut up into stew. Because he wanted to be one with them. I'm like, this is exactly, like, the gag that I foretold for your future. But, like, somebody else apparently beat me to the punch. Except this is a different story. He won't be possessed. But anyway. Question number one. Which are your favorite music bands? like I said, my all-time favorite is My Chemical Romance. Aside from that, I don't know. What, you fucking pole smoker? Shut the fuck up.
No, I'm a pole smoker. Okay,
yes. You're pretty
listening to waste of sperm.
Yes.
Trying to sing.
Yes. You telling this hack.
Gerard Way was a freaking waste of Billy Corgan's sperm. I swear to God.
No, shut the fuck up. You sinner.
Okay, it's sad to know that his father is Billy Corgan. That's the sad thing to know. All right.
Hey. There's they are all legendary. All right.
He has nothing.
You can blow them when they make it in the Hall of Fame. Anyway.
Hall of Fame, my ass.
I don't know. If you want to consider them a band, technically they're a band, but I like Flobots, System of a Down. Those are some of my favorites. Finger 11, because they did only one song, because I don't listen to them a lot, but what is it? Slow Chemical, because that's like...
Kane's theme.
What?
It's Kane's theme.
Yes, I know, and that's why I fucking love it. Yeah. I can listen to that song all day and just get high off of it. But yeah, those are some to like say at least. I mean, and if you want to get into like, you know... classic shit like, you know, the Rolling Stones, Poison, Metallica, stuff like that. Yes, I do. So those are mine. And then I won't get into rappers because that's not a musical band. What about you, Cracker?
Favorite band of all time, Pink Floyd. I think they're awesome. Then we got Metallica, Disturbed, fucking, you know, I'll listen to Mudvayne, Slipknot, Stone Sour, Flyleaf.
Oh, okay, I like Flyleaf too. I forgot to say Linkin Park.
Flyleaf's awesome. All right, you know what pisses me off about Flyleaf?
Are they what?
Is that the waste of Billy Corgan's sperm is nailing that chick from Flyleaf?
take that! You get slapped with the almighty dick of MCR.
Oh,
that's right. Bend down and kiss the ass of the Black Parade.
No. See, me, personally, I call my dick the Force. This way, every time a chick chokes on my dick, I just say, ha, I choked you with the Force.
You bastard. which is your favorite song? Let's see. For me, I think some of them are anything off of the Meteora album. for Linkin Park. All right, you know, Breaking the Habit, BYOB, Painted Black, from MCR, it's Helena, Thank You for the Venom. What's that one Flyleaf song that was, like, famous? Like, one Sky...
Fully Alive.
What?
Fully Alive?
Yes, I like that one. Like I said, I love the hell out of Slow Chemical. Handlebars, what else?
I can ride my bike with no handlebars.
Exactly.
Good song.
Criminal from Eminem, because that is the most demented, fucked up song you could, like, get. Sing for the Moment, Haley's Song, and Bitch Please, version 2. I like that. Those are some of my favorites. And I think most of the Power Rangers theme songs. And the first three, and the first three Pokemon theme songs. Yeah, there you go. All right. What? Look, you say it with all conviction, and tell me that they're not good.
Okay, the first Pokemon theme song was good, okay?
Hey, Orange Island, and you know what? No, fuck
Shelter. You say JoJo Journeys was good, I'm gonna smack
you. No, I just thought about it. No, alright, just that and Orange Island.
It's a whole new world.
Just that and Orange Island. That's it. Fuck you, that was a good series.
All right. No, my favorite song is actually "Hey You" by Pink Floyd. Love the song. Fucking anything off "Ride the Lightning" from Metallica. Pretty much any one of their albums, excluding "Saint Anger," is good. Let's see what else. Every Disturbed album, I worship, and I'm anxiously awaiting their new album in August. I love their new song, "Another Way to Die." Is insane. It's actually on YouTube right now. You can listen to it. Anything. Flyleaf's first album was just insane. I loved it. I'm so sick. Fully Alive.
Are they a Christian rock band? Because I keep hearing that. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. No way.
I actually, and I hate to say this, I think there's a band called Paramore.
Paramore's good.
Now, I don't hate them, but every time I fucking, but I have no choice, but I can't listen to them because every time I hear them, I just get horrible flashbacks from Twilight.
Why? Paramore's not a bad band.
Yeah, dude, and they're fucking, dude, their music was the soundtrack for Twilight. So, like, every time I hear one of their songs, I just get horrible flashbacks from that movie. I'm like, oh no, go away.
Yeah, yeah, but like, you know,
I'm reminded, they're a good band.
I'm reminded of the Twilight graphic novel every time I think about, like, the Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter book that I have, which, by the way, I recommend because it is fucking awesome. Don't let that stupid title fool you. That book is the shit. And
Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, wow.
Yeah, no. You know what? The reason I read the book already. I can literally tell you with the bottom of my heart. It has one of my favorite, it's not Abraham Lincoln. I'm not going to spoil it for you. But, like, one of my favorite literary protagonists of all fucking time. And this book takes vampires back. Like, it's like, fuck Twilight, and, like, smacks it in the face with his dick. Right? It's like, it's a man's vampire novel, I'm telling you. I was passing by Walmart, and I noticed two things that rocked my world because they were so stupid. One was the Twilight graphic novel, because now there's actually talent implemented in Twilight. The fucking artists and pencilers who did the graphic novel. But the story is still stupid. And next to it, I saw a book called Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, which is, without a shadow of a doubt, the dumbest fucking title I've ever seen in the history of mankind. Or one of them. There's another one called something in the Steadfast Vampire.
On the 30th, I'm going to be first in line to see Twilight Eclipse, man.
Wait, why? Why? Don't you suffer enough? It's like, are you a glutton for pain?
I feel no pain anymore, man.
Yes, you do.
Dude, I feel no pain. I made it halfway through failure to launch.
Halfway through. Go back and finish it. What's wrong? Watch the direct... No.
Let's see. Actual dialogue from this movie. I just never managed to get my life together. Isn't that hilarious? Done.
Family Guy. Why don't you go...
And sadly enough, I actually made it halfway through Napoleon Dynamite.
I hate that fucking movie. I don't know why everybody loves it.
It's such a piece of shit. It sucks.
You are the only person to actually agree with me. Because, like, I'm looking, I'm like, there is only one good fucking scene in this movie, and it's the one with the lowrider. And that's, like, you know, you know, kind of, like, humorous, right?
Just hear me out for a second. Did we just agree on something?
Yes, we did. Like, this...
This is epic. This is good. I think we're bonding.
We'll go back to murdering each other in the next episode, or in the next 10 minutes. Yeah, everybody I know likes that fucking movie. I'm just standing there. I'm like, it's emo hipster acting comedy at its fucking worst. I'm like, what's the point of this fucking movie? It's like, I just saw the Nostalgia Critics episode of what is it? I think an elf or something. No, a troll in Central Park. Yes. And like what he was saying was reminding me of the same shit when I was watching Napoleon Dynamite. Do something! Like, there...
Nothing's happening. I remember watching Troll in Central Park as a friggin' 6-year-old and hating it. That's how bad it is. Okay, and dude, once again, he brought up a point that I've been bringing up for years. This is the guy who did Secret of fucking Nim. Well, personally, my favorite animated film of all time.
He said... He said that it, at best it was made to entertain a wall, and even then he probably wouldn't like it.
Well, thank God he finally took it. He took his career back and ended it with Titan A.E.
Yeah, but like still, oh my gosh. But yeah, I was totally.
He had to go through that Pebble and the Penguin and Anastasia to do it, but he finally did Titan A.E.
Yeah, but like Anastasia isn't really a bad movie. Like
it's just horribly inaccurate.
Yes,
inaccurate.
Like it's easy to pick apart, but like if you watch it, will like your brain cells die? Like no, it's easy to pick apart and become astute. Like come on, I love G.I. Joe. I'll tell you that it's a retarded ass movie. I like it though. I mean, but it's like it's based on a bunch of fucking toys. With no background, what the hell are you gonna do? So, to me, Anastasia's kind of like that. But anyway, yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Like, do something. What the fuck is the point? Nothing is happening in Napoleon Dynamite. But anyway,
Nacho Libre, same thing.
Yes, exactly. But
it's the same guy did it. Of course it's going to suck.
But back to Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. Like I said, I was watching the two dumbest things. Title is ridiculously stupid. Book is epically fucking amazing. If I'm ever in New York, I'll let you kick my left nut if you read that book and you don't like it. With a steel-toed boot, and I'll let you record it. That's how confident I am.
No, dude, if I hit you in the nut, it's gonna be with a sledge.
Whatever. I'm that confident that you will like this book if you fucking read it. It's like, it's impossible for you not to like it. It's like, the guy wrote it, like, he saw Dust Till Dawn, he's like, alright, this is how I should make vampires. Fucked up! But, anyway, we have nice. To get, oh no, wait, we're not done with the mail. Damn it,
what we
got? No, oh, we're still on Agent Heroes. Okay.
We're supposed to go horribly off topic, that's the point of this.
I'm going to hell. I'm such a horrible person. Number three. Adam, you mentioned in your Frozen review near the end, and I quote, "Or about the clown which end up being a spider. Do you mean Stephen King's It? That movie fucking rocked, man. Why did you hate it? If that's the film." I have no idea what he's fucking talking about, so it's all you.
Dude, let's get something straight here, okay? The movie was utterly epic up until the last 20 minutes, okay? There is a clown played by Tim Curry, one of the scariest images in all of horror. Not to mention the fact that I hate clowns. I hate clowns, okay? And this thing is stalking them, it's killing them, it's destroying their nightmares, it's making them do crazy shit, okay? And it's been doing this from their childhoods to their adulthoods, and then at the end, they go to confront Pennywise and fight an epic battle, and it turns out he's a giant spider.
Well, I mean, that did.
What? What? I think Family Guy got it right. Stephen King isn't trying anymore. I think Family Guy got it right. It's like, yeah, this couple gets attacked by a lamp monster. Ah, rah, rah. Okay. All right. I mean, I would have friggin' had more respect for it if it's just been like an army of mutant clowns or something. But a spider? Where did that come from?
Hey. Show your respect. He's Stephen King.
Okay, understandably, but does that make it any less stupid?
I mean, when you say it, it sounds fucking retarded. I really didn't mind it because, like, I still found it all right. It didn't bother me.
No, okay. Here's the thing. No, the point. Okay, the point of the Frozen review is okay. What I said was okay. Horror movies made sense back in our day. Like the one about the zombie who killed people and lived by the lake. Or the one about that burned up guy that killed you in your dreams. Or the one about the clown that turned out to be a giant spider. Those were the days! Okay, yeah, that was the point. So, like, you know, horror movies made sense back in our day. You know? It's like... Yeah, they're equally cheesy, but you know what? At least they were fun back in our day.
Oh man, speaking about fun, did you see what Jigsaw wasn't? Well, he was moderately impressed. Like the rest of the staff, we're pretty. Hey, we all got hards on when we saw it. Did you see the Mortal Kombat Rebirth trailer?
Yes, I did.
And wasn't it like super epic, fucking in your face, dick slap, awesome, amazing? Like, oh my god.
Well, dude, here's the thing. It looks awesome, but it's got nothing to do with Mortal Kombat.
I don't give a fuck. It was like...
It's got nothing to do with Mortal Kombat. That's the problem with it.
It was badass.
Nothing to do with it.
But it was badass. Like, dude,
let's erase the whole story about, like, protecting the realms and shit. Oh, hell no. Now it's just going to be a bunch of random serial killers and freaks on Earth fighting each other.
I don't give a fuck.
I'll admit, like, if I knew nothing about Mortal Kombat, I would look at that and probably jizz my pants, but...
I still did. Dude, it's like they went into Twisted Metal Black, injected it, and then, like, put, like, a fucking overload into the script of that movie. Because, like...
Dude, the thing is, it looked like they were trying to turn Mortal Kombat into the Dark Knight.
Yes, and it didn't look bad.
Like, yeah,
But it was, come on, like, it was fucking awesome, dude. Like, when he's like, I can have my freedom anytime I want. Like, just like, there you go. Like, a cocky motherfucker puts his hands on the table and they zoom into the, that was fucking cool.
One thing pissed me off about that, though.
What?
The entire time, I'm sitting there going, okay, he's sitting there talking to Kano.
To who?
Kano. Because that's who Jackson Briggs and freaking Sonya Blade were always catching. The ex-convict, Kano.
Well,
So it turned out to be Scorpion. I'm like, what? Wait, what?
But it was still, I'm sorry, but like, it may have been cheesy, but like, my absolute favorite part of that shit was the end when you fired Shao Zong, finish him. I was like, oh, just awesome. All I have to hear now is, get over here.
The only other thing that really pissed me off was Johnny Cage died, like, the beginning. It's like,
when does Johnny Cage not die?
Johnny Cage is cool, though.
I know that Johnny Cage is cool, but when?
Dude, he was the only thing keeping me interested in the original film.
Oh, no, come on. The original film wasn't bad. It was...
It wasn't bad. It was cheesy as hell, but it was fun. Yes. Sorry, but no, he was the best thing in it. Johnny Cage was the best thing in that movie.
I recently watched both of them, right? The first one. I still enjoy it, right? I'm aware of the extreme cheese factor, but I still like the movie. I finally saw the second one because I never got a chance to see the second one, right? I heard it was horrendous, but I for one never saw it, right? I saw it. Dude, did they even try? Within the first fucking 5 minutes, I think I caught like 20 mistakes.
Dude, here's the thing. Not only did they change all the actors, if you notice, it's supposed to take place directly after the first film.
Yes.
You get that. Listen. They're all wearing different clothes.
Exactly.
Did you miss this?
No.
The first mistake
that I caught, I'm like, it can't be riddled with mistakes every fucking frame. No, it is. Like, I really have to stop having faith in these, like, terrible movies when, like, people tell me they're really, like, gut-wrenchingly bad. Because apparently I don't know when to quit. Because, like, I'm seeing, right?
Have faith in Splice. Have faith in Splice. Screw Jesus.
Liu Kang.
Liu Kang
has a white shirt, right? In the first scene of the movie, right? I'm like, wait a minute, wasn't it dirty at the end? I'm like, all right, well, whatever. It's a new movie. And they're like, literally, I shit you not. The next fucking frame where he turns around is brand new. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, huh? Wait. His shirt was like two shades over. I'm like, what the fuck just happened? 5 minutes. 5 minutes and I've caught like 15 mistakes. What is that, like one mistake every 5 seconds?
And not to mention they try to fit in every Mortal Kombat character from the universe. It's like, dude, come on.
And you know what? The acting was so bad that I actually ended up...
Tell me this won't happen again. Chocolate rain.
You will die.
That's what he sounded like, dude. His voice, Shao Kahn's voice, he sounded like friggin' Chocolate Rain. It was hilarious. I'm like, dude, come on.
What is it? Melina was fucking stupid. Like, that like 10-second pause. Mother, you. Pause. We'll die. She pointed
like,
to
mother? MILF alert. Mother my ass.
And what is it? Shao Kahn? It's like, the skull was rubber. You can tell. And it sounded like he was nervous or trying to cry. I shall take you all away. And the rules of Mortal Kombat no longer apply. I had a blast watching that movie because it was so fucking ridiculously bad and fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Because it's like, how could you watch it and not laugh? Even Scorpion and Sub-Zero fighting was just completely retarded. Because like, he took off his mask and it's like, what? Like, no, you... Look, the both of you look stupid. I'm like, keep your mask. Like, at least try to like be realistic with the shit. Oh well. We finished with Ancient Heroes. You live to be stalked another day. All right, let's get to a fan. All right, this is from Ethan. Haha, I'm back, bitches. Anyway, I actually have two questions. The first is to all of you. What are your thoughts on the planned live-action Cowboy Bebop movie starring Keanu Reeves? Personally, I'm looking forward to it. And call me crazy, but I actually think Keanu is a good choice to play Spike. Plus, I actually think the dude's a good actor, lol. The second is to Adam. What are your thoughts on Ghost Rider sequel coming out? Based on what I've heard, it sounds good. David S. Goyer is going to be the writer. And that's a good thing. Oh. And let me finish! And that's a good thing, since although no, he sucks, not. Let me finish! Since, since although he sucks as a director, he's a very good writer. Also, Nick Cage is in playing Blaze again. I'm a huge Nick Cage fan, but that's a very good thing, lol. And the movie is going to be darker than the first, as well as closer to the comics. What are your thoughts? Let's first start on Cowboy Bebop. I'll go first. Quite frankly, for me, it doesn't matter. I don't think he could play the role well, because Keanu Reeves is best at being monotone. I mean, his three best fucking performances are what? Speed, the Matrix trilogy, and the day the Earth stood still. And the reason why his performances were solid in that movie is because they complemented his acting abilities. A monotone robot.
The movie just sucked.
What?
The movie just sucked.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about the movies. I'm just talking about the performance. Yeah. What was solid because he had to be, you know, monotone and soulless, right? A fucking robot. That's how good he can be. And those movies complemented his ability. Spike is nothing like anything in the field of Reeves's acting ability, so I don't think he'll be able to pull it off. Personally, it doesn't matter to me because although I like Cowboy Bebop, I don't love it. It's not an anime that I like, you know. It's an anime that I could like, you know, live or I could take or you know, live or die, whatever. It doesn't matter to me. If it's on, I'll watch it, and I moderately enjoy it. If it's not on, oh well. I do understand why people love it, and it does kick ass. I'm just saying that I'm not a fan. Like, you know, that'll be affected by such a move.
No, but...
So it doesn't matter to me. Oh, drunken one.
I honestly have no objections to this. Like I said, like, Cowboy Bebop isn't... I'm not really into it as much as other people are, but you know what? Yeah, I can see Keanu Reeves playing a good Spike. All right, so, you know... Hey, give them a chance to see what they can do. Now, as for Ghost Rider.
Oh, boy.
To put it in a simple word... Oh, you know, better yet. Ethan, let me tell you a little story. Once upon a time... No!
Oh, shit. And I have... that sound you heard, fine gentlemen, is Adam dropping from my Skype. He got so, apparently like his rage must have like overloaded and there was like a power surge and he like dropped. Let's see if we could connect with him. Apparently not. Okay, I'm gonna try again. Godforsaken technical difficulties. And there you hear the dial tone. Come on, pick up. I don't want to talk about this. Adam.
Yes, I'm here.
Your rage overloaded the system.
I know.
Anyway, continue.
Okay, what did I leave off on?
You screamed no.
Okay, no, 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 no. Gee, no! Okay, David S. Goyer is not a good writer. Everyone's like, oh, well, he was the co-writer of The Dark Knight. Bullshit! He created the freaking... Dude, he created the, like, background story and shit for the movie. The story was by him. Everything else, the screenplay, the freaking character development, all of that. How the Joker was going to be. That was all by Christopher and Jonathan Nolan. That had nothing to do with David S. Goyer. David S. Goyer is a goddamn hack. He is a horrible writer. Need I remind you, he also wrote the Blade movies. Fucking, goddamn it, what the hell was that movie? The Invisible, The Unborn. He is a god-awful writer. Alright, and I hate to pwn you like this, Ethan, but he is terrible. He is... The word just isn't in the English language to describe how bad he is. But, yeah, no new Ghost Rider movie, okay? Just reboot it, get someone who knows what the hell they're doing to do this film. Right. And I swear to God, I read up on this sequel, it's supposed to be PG-13 again. You cannot do Ghost Rider in PG-13. You just can't do it. It's like making a PG-13 Blade. You can't do it. So, yeah, I am completely against the Ghost Rider sequel. Screw it. I'm done.
All right. For people listening, I just, like, my phone alerted me to a new comment I got, right? You know, I reviewed the Dark Knight movie in my very first movie Madness event in 2008. And I, you know, most of the comments, the majority of them are all good, right? Either praising the movie or the review. I've got this one person, and, like, I'm almost, like, so insulted by the opinion that, like, I feel that this person needs to die. So if any of you feel like giving him a hate, I totally support this. The account is called JoeB1963, J-O-E, the letter B, 1963. And if you want to see his comment and you could spam how retarded he is, it is Movie Madness, The Dark Knight Movie Review. That's my review for it on YouTube, Spidey2065. And here is the comment. I can't believe the level of, like, stupidity. And I quote, Christopher Nolan should have gone into retirement and Warner Brothers should have closed their doors forever. This film sucks. It sucks. This film is way, way too dark and violent. This film is a masterpiece for the deranged terrorist and terrorist only. This film is a piece of total crap. This film is not now nor will it ever be Batman. Jack Nicholson is way, way, way 100 times better than Heath Ledger's Joker. Heath Ledger's Joker sucks. Drop dead. That's my reply. Adam?
I don't even want to... No. I can't.
My only reply to that is going to be, like, most moronic comment ever. Oh, my God. I can't believe this. Anyway, we're going to go into a scary movie after I pwn this faggot. What do you call it? Adam, create some filler for a couple of seconds. Go.
My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Whatever, I don't know. Hello to all of you out there. I am very pleased that I am here today. I guess Joel's watching porn or something. I don't know what the hell he's doing. But, yeah, he's away, so, yeah, it's just me, and, okay, I have no idea what the hell I'm doing, so, yeah.
All right, I'm back.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I just told everyone you were jerking out the porn, so.
I can hear you, you jackass. I just need... Oh, you bastard.
Okay, now you create some filler. I gotta go to the tool shed for a couple minutes.
To what?
No, I just gotta go get a soda. I'll be right back.
Oh, all right. Anyway, yeah. So while Adam was creating filler there, I was actually commenting back on this idiot. It's fucking retarded. But I made it simplistic, yet, like, you know, poning-wise. Like, you know, it has the ability to pone. My response was, wow, best moronic comment ever. So... That's what I have to say. I mean, like, how could you say such a thing? It's, like, fucking stupid. You have to be deranged to like Dark Knight? No, I mean, like, you have to like the movie, but fucking retarded if you have those views. And this bastard. I was about to say Jigsaw. Adam.
Uh-huh.
All right, come on, let's do this thing. I wanna go to bed and, continue working on the website and go to bed. So, we're gonna start with Scary Movie 1. I will quickly go first. Before I saw Clerks 2, I will honestly tell you that Scary Movie 1 was, without a shadow of a doubt, definitively the best comedy I had ever seen of all time. It was a proper spoof, and this was before the days of these lazy-ass parodies that we don't see anymore. Thank God. The writing was good, the jokes were sharp, they were fast, constant, humorous, adult-themed. It was disgusting, possibly morally reprehensible, which made it all the more awesome. I mean, and the cast was good. There was legitimate talent. I, what could I say? I mean, I've. Are you with me, Adam? Adam, hello. Ah, son of a bitch. He has such a ghetto connection. I swear, it's like he lives in a box and he has like a bunch of pins or something, like, and tin foil at the top of the... Fuck. at the top of the box trying to get reception. Come on, you drunk bastard, pick up the phone. Why is Scott being so shitty? I don't know what I'm saying. Are you back? You with me now?
Yeah, I'm here.
Anyway, you probably didn't hear it, but I'm going to finish off anyway. I mean, for me, till I saw Clerks 2, it was the greatest comedy of all time. For me now, it's my second favorite comedy of all time. I mean, come on. The trailer even had me choking in laughter when they find the first dead victim and they go through the news news reporters and you see black people news and like, this is black people news, white people dead, we getting the fuck out of here. And then I drive off. It's like they were aware. It's kind of like Scream. They were aware of the cliches and what made this genre bad. Not only in spoofs, but horror movies. And they just played upon those. And they spoofed one movie in particular instead of a set of them. I mean, it's a pretty strong movie. And I have a hard time seeing anybody not like this movie unless they're the type to get easily offended. 9.5 out of 10.
Okay, scary movie for me. I remember when it first came to theaters, I was very little. My dad wouldn't let me see it. Well, I shouldn't say my dad. My stepmother wouldn't let me see it. But eventually, she was out of town, so my dad rented it, and we watched it. And I was laughing more than he was. Okay, even at that age, freaking, I got half the I got most of the freaking jokes in the damn movie. All right, so. Yeah, the movie is fucking hilarious. The Wayans brothers, they made the scary movie. It's when they left that it started to go to hell. All right, this was a fantastic spoof on horror movies, especially if you grew up watching horror movies and you love the stupid shit that they go through in these films. You should have a great time with Scary Movie. All right, and. Fun fact, it was actually called Scary Movie because Scary Movie was the original title of Scream. Alright, Scary Movie was actually Scream's original title.
There you go. What's your score, sir?
Yeah, it's great. There are so many references to other horror movies, just like in Scream. You know, I love when they make fun of Shaq in the movie in the beginning. That was great. It's like, what's your favorite horror movie? Kazam. That's not a scary movie. You haven't seen Shaq act. Okay, because yeah, it's so goddamn true. And Carmen Electra running through the sprinklers made the film. Come on,
when she gets stabbed, he pulls out the silicone. and the rap left such an impression on me. For years, I was able to rap, and I think I still can. Did I forget? I'm gonna bust you, gash you, put a hole in the wall. If you hear the phone ring, don't answer. Call, put blood on the wall. Fuck you like a goat. Tear your skin off and turn it to winter coat. Peace. And everybody's dead.
No.
Is it? Or do you know? Do you know it? Like it's been.
I'm gonna slash and gash you through the hole in your ass. Spill your blood in the walls. Play tennis with the balls. If the phone rings, don't answer the call. Gonna slit your throat. Fuck you like a goat. Peel your foreskin off and make a winter coat. Peace.
There you go. That's it.
Yo, that was the
innocent ever. Oh man, that was one of my favorite parts. I mean, damn it, can I keep him on for at least 10 minutes? Well that was fast. Thank you. Are you with me now?
Yes.
Jesus Christ, your connection.
Stop dropping out on me.
Fucking you drop out on me.
Dude, I'm not doing shit.
Neither am I. Anyway, what's your fucking score?
To me, this is a perfect comedy, so for me, I give this a perfect 10. I loved it.
Alright, let's move on to Scary Movie 2. When I saw the trailer for Scary Movie 2 and it was announced, I was fucking pumped. Oh my god, I was so excited. I mean, the Wayans brothers were back, all the characters were back, and you could tell that they were keeping the same momentum from the prior film, because everybody died in the prior film, but they were back, so...
It was like, you know, funny enough, there was actually a deleted scene... from the film, okay, where Sydney sees Ray walking down the hall. She's like, "Ray, you murderer! What are you doing here?" He's like, "Oh well, this is the sequel." Oh, okay, because it's so goddamn true. There are some horror movies that actually did that. It was like, okay, we don't care that they died. We're just gonna bring them back.
Wasn't Jamie Kennedy supposed to be dead after Scream 1?
No, he died in Scream 2.
Oh no, he died in Scream 2. It was fucking
And they found Arquette. Like a lost video he made in Scream 3.
Arquette, David Arquette was supposed to die. Or at least...
Yeah, it was like, dude, I said this when in our very first podcast, we did Eight-Legged Freaks. I said, they gotta stop putting David Arquette in horror movies if they're not gonna have the balls to kill him.
Exactly.
Okay, because the first one, he gets stabbed in the back. In the second one, he gets stabbed like 80 freaking times and still lives. In the third one, he has a knife fly towards his head, at his head, it bounces off. The knife bounces off his head.
I'm telling you. Pack with the devil.
Ugh.
But yeah, I mean, I love the fact that they're so self-aware of not only their own movies, but just like what they're spoofing. I mean, it's to the extreme, that point, you know, oh, it's the sequel. It's like, it's not one of those like scenarios where they just like try to ignore it or they don't address it and they hope that the audience members won't notice. They know that they'll notice. And that's why they address it right there. And the fact that they're self-aware of their own stupidity just makes it all the better. I love the humor. I love the cast. I love the supporting cast. I love the gags. Who's the guy who plays the parapsychologist? The,
Tim Curry.
Huh?
Tim Curry. All
right, there you go. Tim Curry.
Dr. Frankenberger.
I love how...
Transvestites.
I love how he plays the frustrated professor. Like, one of my favorite parts is like, you know, she'll know who. And like, the girl comes in and it's fucking...
It's Ray.
It's Ray.
It's like, did you see anything? No. What about you, Ray? Oh, I bought this dress Friday.
He's just sitting out there eating ice cream. And the whole Matrix fight scenes. Wait, no, yeah, what's that in the Matrix fight scene? Yeah, that was in the second one. I mean, it's still perverse. I mean, Shorty gets fucking smoked. And they make fun of the clown from It. That's my favorite part. That's my favorite part. Hey, what are you doing? No, Uncle Ray wants to play a game.
I'm sorry. Best part of that entire movie. Okay. Hey, would you shut the fuck up and let me sing? She's in the car singing, the radio just started back at her. I'm like, oh my god, there's like a million girls I've been in the car with and I'd love to do that too. I would love to do that to so many people. Just be like, hey, shut the fuck up, let them sing.
Everything, even inanimate objects are funny. Like when they get to the door... And the handle is a pair of balls. And she squeezes it. And the door screams.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Potty want a cracker? Potty wants your mama's sweet ass.
Isn't that way? Scream Movie 2 is the one where she fights the cat, right? What was that one? No, that's 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. It puts on boxing gloves. And then copy Rocky. And then knocks her out. Oh my god. I love
the
it.
Giant gun plant.
Oh yeah, that smokes with that attempts to smoke him, and it can't because there's so much chronic inside Shorty.
Get out, and I'll give you Funyuns.
Come on, you little bitch, smoke up. I love it just as much. They carried all the momentum from the second one, and as far as I'm concerned, it's as if I'm watching a 4-hour movie, like, you know, back to back with both of them, because they didn't let me down. They kept the shit up. A 9.5 out of 10.
I give this movie a 9. Loved it.
All right.
So
now we move on to 3. When it was announced, I was pumped. I'm oh my god, 2 of my favorite comedies of all time. Yeah. The third one, right? I couldn't, like, I was dying to see the trailer. Like, you like, in class, like, you fucking, like, see the imprint of my, like, hands. It looks like a Wolverine scratched the desk. I was, like, that desperate to see the trailer, right? Then I saw it, and I was like, I'm like, didn't fail, you know? I mean, I chuckled, but I didn't, like, burst out in tears laughing like I did the first 2 times, right? Then I saw something that actually, I think, I consider this one of the most traumatizing moments in my life. Especially in my childhood, towards the end of the trailer, it was like rated PG-13, right? I shit you not. I did 2 things. I rewinded the shit many times because I thought I fucked up. I thought that I didn't notice it, that I messed up, right? And nope, it was PG-13, right? And then I thought that maybe there was some mistake, right? That, like, I saw some messed up trailer or the film wasn't done. And for a very long time, I was actually surfing through Google trying to, like, disprove that this was PG-13. I wasn't arguing with anybody, just myself. Because, like, it's, like, my heart literally skipped a beat when it said PG-13. And then I found out that the Wayans brothers sold the right, and it was the people who did The Naked Gun. Right now, I love The Naked Gun. It's a hilarious movie. But certain people should not work on certain material. This was a labor of love from the Wayans brothers. And as far as I'm concerned, they're the only people who can carry their own material. So, but I still gave a chance because, you know, hey, Naked Gun, not that bad. So I went in and to see the movie, and I swear to God, like, I was there and there was a bunch of kids, right? The kids laughed and everything. I was there and I had such an irate fucking fury. Like, I was Adam watching fucking Dragon Ball Z. So I was furious. Yes. The people next to me actually moved. We didn't interact, but they moved away from me. Because, like, fuming in my seat. Like, that's the guy who's
going to shoot. Because now they're reviewing movies that aren't even horror movies.
Yeah.
Matrix. Why?
It's not only that, but, like, it went from, like, intelligent, self-aware humor to just, like, slapstick, childish humor, right? That wasn't, like, funny anymore. So, like, a lot of the jokes were just outdated. And then the rest of them were pop culture references. I love pop culture references, you know, Kevin Smith for the win. But, like, the way they were doing it, it's just, it works as a skit on on Saturday Night Live or Mad TV, but it just can't carry the weight of a movie. And it was just way too childish. And this is me fucking talking, you know, I have a talking bobblehead. This drunk bastard talks to a fucking puppet. We like childish things, but this is just too much.
Jiggy's not a puppet, he's the real dog.
Sure. And Beautiful Joe is not a figment of my imagination.
I caught him in the closet raping Pikachu last night.
Anyway.
Poor mouse.
I think I chuckled at the Michael Jackson scene. And that was, it was pretty much it. I liked the premise, like the idea that they're going to make fun of Signs, because I fucking hate Signs so much. Because I did laugh at one part of the trailer where they was like, you know, oh, 7 days, 7 days to what? In 7 days, it'll be 1 week from today, right? I found that funny, like I laughed, that's funny, right? And the premise of making fun of that movie is funny, but it's like, it just didn't work well, and that team didn't work well with that material and that franchise. Granted, I did go back and I saw, you know, when it replayed on TV, on cable, and I had a better time with it. Like, I was entertained this time, but I still don't like the fucking movie. Because, like, for me, that was the, like, death of Scary Movie. Like, it was no longer what I cherished in my youth. I'll cut it some fucking slack for being entertaining after I saw it in the movie theater, but I don't care for it past that, a 6.5.
Honestly, dude, I give this film like a 3, man, because I found nothing humorous in this. Only one thing I laughed at, not one was the one you mentioned. Only one thing I laughed at in the entire movie was when Liam Neeson walks to the door, knocks the chick down the well, and says, "I just wanted to say good luck. We're all counting on you." Hey, that was from Airplane. All right, so like I got the reference, and I laughed at that. Everything else was a joke. It was a sick joke. It was like, okay, let's make fun of movies that aren't even horror movies. Let's make fun of 8 Mile. Let's make fun of The Matrix. And, like, it just pops the hell out of nowhere. You know, there's no build-up to any of this spoofing. It's just crap. So, yeah, this movie gets a 3 out of me. I hate it.
All right, on to the fourth one.
Now, can we just give this one to some old bullshit and call it a day?
Scary Movie 4?
Yeah.
I have two perspectives about it. As a scary movie, like, you know, an entry into the franchise, I fucking despise the hell out of it, right? And I agree. But as entertaining, like, when I don't think about it,
it's not funny.
when I don't think about it as a movie, like as a scary movie, I actually found it a little bit better. Like, I like the Shaq scene in the beginning. I'm sorry, like, I don't, if you don't agree, then I'm sorry, but I love the hell when they're copying the day, fucking War of the Worlds, where the black people are running and they get shot by the laser and their chains fall. I was crying in tears when I saw that. Like, if not, that's worth a couple of points, even if the rest of the movie is bullshit. I mean, like, come on, if you do that, if you... That's like one of those things where you see it in real life. Like, if you see folks, you know that they carry that much bling, and it's a...
No, dude, here's the thing. You know what made Scary Movies 1 and 2 good? They spoofed good movies. 3 and 4 spoofed crappy movies. 4 spoofed even worse movies than 3 did. The Village. War of the Worlds. Hey, Tom Cruise on Oprah. Why?
Saw's good.
Saw is good, but that's... Dude, that's it.
All right. Fine. Let's be critical about it then, not on an entertainment aspect. It is the same. It's a juvenile humor, just increased more. Some things are better. Like, I mean, the budget's better as opposed to the first one, which was just like horrendous. But aside from that, it's trying to carry the weight on for the last movie. I guess if you walk into it, I think that's what it was for me. I lowered, when I went into Scary Movie 3, I had super high standards because of Scary Movie 1 and 2. After seeing 3, I realized what I loved is dead. So my standards were like already like ridiculously low, right? And coming in knowing that it was a bad movie helped me enjoy it a bit better. As an entertainment aspect and knowing that it's bad, I give it like a 7.5. As an entry into the series and standing against what was once a powerful franchise and what it could be, I think I give it like a fucking a 3, because I've seen far worse. And you?
Dude, this movie gets one giant I don't give a fuck out of me. Okay, dude, I found nothing redeeming in this film. Okay, I just find it to be like this blight piece of cinema that tries to be funny, but it's just a piece of shit. So, yeah, nothing made me laugh, dude. I just thought it was ridiculously stupid. It's like, okay, we're gonna spoof even more movies that aren't horror movies. There's one point they freaking spoof Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, man.
What the hell is that? Why?
You got me.
Why did you need that? Why did you need that? It's not funny. It's just there.
I got nothing. All right.
Exactly.
Any last minute, you know, housekeeping things you want to mention?
About the movie? No. But, Joel, I've got to say something to you, okay? I've been waiting to say this to you for a very long time, okay? But I never could. Now I can.
Negro, you got my phone.
Listen. I can't. I can't guarantee that this is going to hold up in the future, but while it's happening, I've got to say something.
What?
I get more subscribers than you. I've got more subscribers than you. Got more subscribers than you.
On my 2065. On my 2065 channel, you faggot. And don't forget. Yeah.
No, sad thing is, I got more subscribers, you have more videos.
Hey, I'd be in the zone if I was in Storm Sink's little thingy. So yeah, I'm generating a loon. That's number one. And number two, let's not forget that I have another channel with 140 some odd fans and the fucking Ning.com and .com for Web of Cinema. So yeah, it is a combined effort, but fuck you.
No, because the people from your one channel go to the website and those are your fans. So no, I win.
No, fuck you. No. Because
see me for the win. That's right. Yeah.
I get no. I get fans who come on and find the website first. Plus, the other fans from different staff members also come see my shit and then subscribe to my channel as well. Oh, what now?
Liar.
One. Hey. Ethan is an example. Ethan was your fan. Ethan came onto the site. He found the site. And then, after looking at my shit, he subscribed to me on YouTube. There you go. Suck a dick.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. I fuck bitches. You're a homo. So yeah.
No. Don't confuse us, ma'am.
No. I see. No, I win.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. I think I do. You know what?
He's Darth Vader. So that's it.
That's my trump card.
No. It's just a trump card. Period. It's just a trump card. Period. So yeah.
No, it's mine.
No. You don't have copyright over it. You don't have. Oh my god. Well, you know what? Fine. I'll use another one. It's District 9. There you go. I trump all and the universe. So fuck you.
You use gay aliens for a fucking trump card. That's interesting.
Yeah. The best fucking aliens ever, and like one of the best films ever. So yeah.
No, it wasn't. But okay.
Yes, it was. Only to like deranged people like you. So.
No, dude. I'm sorry. The gory version of Alien Nation didn't impress me, although I did like it.
You are the only person to say that. And Dancing with Wolves with a blue tint didn't impress me either.
Well, it wasn't Dancing with Wolves with a blue tint. So
yes,
yeah.
Yes, it was.
No, it really wasn't. Yes, no, yes, see, because yes, you know, it didn't have an original plot structure, but it had an original story. So
my ass. Only if you come in there as drunk as you. So here's the thing: you can go on many reviews and places and hear people tell you what I tell you about Avatar. You know it's true, but you're the only motherfucker I know to say the things you say about District 9.
Dude, you go on YouTube. You just type in District 9. Type in the words "District 9 sucks." If you can do that, okay. There's like plenty of videos.
Yeah. You know what? And I've seen those videos, right? Because people have sent it to me. In the comment section below, all I see are a bunch of pwn-winning arguments from the fans. Because I mean, all I fucking dude. I've never seen one of those videos where there was like one good fucking argument.
Dude, listen.
At the best, no. This isn't even my fandom talking. Like
you were missing the point.
No. There's a difference between somebody who's trying to make an intellectual argument and an
idiot. You're Darth Vader, bitch.
And an idiot.
No. This has been Cinematrix, the podcast dedicated to movie reviewing and bitching about movies. Okay, so I'm Adam J.
Don't forget to visit webofcinema.com. And I'm Spidey. And we will
Catch next time.
District 9 was... What a faggot! He left. Well, you know what? I'm going to end this because this is still my show and this is my house. You're a cock smoker. You know that. you purposely did that. But you
know I did it.
But you know what? I didn't stop recording. District 9 for the win. Fuck you. Later.